Now, first of all, remind me, how do I say your name again?
My name's Andrew Morton.
And that's it?
I hope so, yes.
Okay, let's look at the book. New edition, here it is. First of all, its size. It actually looks bigger than it is, which is quite a crafty move. Was that the intention?
Well, it is a bit. It's a lot bigger than the original one.
Yes, but it does look bigger than it is as well. I mean, I'm not comparing it to the original. I'm just saying, here's a book. You see it in the shop, and it actually looks bigger than it is.
Well, I'm glad you think that.
Was that the intention?
I think no. The intention was just to print a book of her life.
I mean, 2/3 of the way through, having thought it's bigger than it is, you come to realise it's bigger than you actually thought it was. Because it is carefully, it's carefully constructed, isn't it?
Well, I think it's constructed in a...
I suppose the tragedy is you have to be...
You have to be what?
Now, looking at the way the book works, you seem to put your finger on things.
Well, what I've tried to do,
let me give you an example.
Sorry, go on.
Here we are. The tectonic plates which underpin society, having shifted culturally, socially, and politically in the previous few years. Now that describes exactly what had happened after Diana's death. So many people struggled to put their finger on that. Was it something you worked hard on, or did it just come out? I mean, how on earth?
Well,
the tectonic plates which underpin society, having shifted culturally, socially, and politically in the previous few years.
Well, I mean, several people have made a similar observation.
Well, they've made a bosh. And generally, looked quite silly.
Well, to my mind, it seems that we've seen a major shift in our society.
So it's to your mind. It's to your mind when we look back to say 1982 that this says, hey, wait a minute, things are actually rather different.
Yes, I mean, I see the change quite profoundly. That you can see if you look at the news footage.
It is the tectonic plates that underpin society that have shifted culturally, socially, and politically.
I mean, I felt that quite profoundly.
And you thought that's
as an individual.
It? It's the tectonics here.
I mean, that's
history is important, isn't it?
And
what would it be like if we didn't have history?
Well, I think we'd have a rather shallow society. I mean,
well, you're a historian. I mean, what is it? Is it the facts? Is it the events? Or is it the words? Or the feeling of the words? Or the evidence?
I think it's the
evidence. Which of these is the first?
I think the first thing is the evidence.
You can have evidence without actually any events.
Well, evidence about the events.
What I
mean is that you need.
What if events defeat the evidence? Now, in the balance, I suppose, and particularly away from the heat of, say, 2 months ago, I think the balance is that Andy Morton is a decent guy. What I want to know is how you feel about other people who are feeding off the same
carcass.
The people who make computer games, like At Last Chase, where you are playing a paparazzo, chasing a car through a tunnel. Subtitle of the game, Snap the Dying Bitch, you know.
Does that really exist?
Well, it's on the internet, isn't it?
Good grief.
Guess which country that comes from?
America.
Right. What's your moral position on Last Chase?
Well, I mean, I find them fairly abhorrent. Because all you're doing is exploiting somebody's death for that...
I just wonder if I could read a section of the book.
Yeah.
Okay?
Yeah.
Right.
Are we done?
Shh.
Who's this to?
It's just longer than I thought, actually. Hang on. I'm reading it now. I'm nearly at the end.
Oh, he's reading it.
I need quiet when I'm doing this, otherwise I get put off. I had to start again, though, because you spoke while I was reading it. Andrew?
What?
Thank you. There's still a noise there. You're still doing a kind of... Were you doing something with your pen?
I'm absolutely silent.
I'm just getting down to Break Her Heart, okay. Very good, nearly there.
Good boy.
Oh, hang on, little creak there, hang on. Just do that last sentence again. Good, thank you very much.
Thank you, Ashley.